We're here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference in Denver. Things just getting underway, and we're going to talk with Ashley McDonald, who is Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Well, Ashley, I know one of the big topics of discussion here for you, and I imagine has been for a few months now, is the Waters of the U.S. rule proposed by the EPA. So give us the latest on this and kind of where things are at.
Sure. Well, we are in the midst of the comment period, which closes on October 20th. So here at the summer conference for NCBA, we are really encouraging folks to get those comments submitted, tell EPA to withdraw this rule, or as we say, ditch the rule, so that we aren't faced with this overregulation out on across our farms and ranches. One thing that we have been working on, NCBA, along with other ag groups in D.C., is to create maps actually showing exactly, at least on a conservative basis, showing some of the overreach or what this proposal would do to farms and ranches. And it's baffling to see the hundreds of thousands more miles of regulated streams that this proposal is going to cause. So that's one thing we're doing here at the meeting this week, is to look at some of those tools that NCBA has developed and how we're going to utilize those and really to just get people to comment on this proposal.
It seems like they're pretty dug in on their side of it. Any chance that the pressure is going to be so great that they'll back off?
I think there's a good chance, but that chance correlates exactly to how many comments that we can get out of farmers and ranchers across the country. So, you know, we have got to come out, and every single person, your spouse, your kids, your neighbors, every person has to comment on this proposed rule. It takes less than 5 minutes. You can go to beefusa.org to file those comments. It walks you through it if you click on the Submit Comments Here button. So, you know, you really have no excuse to do it. If this is a regulation that is really going to trample on your private property rights, and so I hope that that everybody can take 5 minutes to tell EPA to back off.
Specifically for the cattle industry and say the rancher or the feedlot people out there, how is this going to affect them?
It can affect them in a number of ways. If you increase regulation by the federal government to include things like ditches, all ponds, anything, any open water within a floodplain and a riparian area, if all those features are now jurisdictional, there are a lot more activities that we are going to need Section 404 dredge and fill permit for. There are a lot more activities that you're going to need a 402 MPDES permit for, things like spraying pesticides, spraying herbicides, even doing activities like brush management might need permits now. And those permits, one, they're not cheap, and two, they take a long time to get through the regulatory system. So there's going to be a lot more permits for cattle producers. There's going to be a lot more costs and a lot more delay in activities and in routine activities that everybody has to get done, might be halted unless EPA can get you that permit quickly, which I just don't see happening.
Another concern we've heard expressed is that this would actually turn NRCS into a regulatory agency or a regulatory group, and that makes a lot of people uncomfortable.
It does, and it should, frankly. At the same time that they propose this Waters of the U.S. proposal, they also put out an interpretive rule that narrows the scope of the normal farming and ranching exemption under Section 404. So before, where we thought all conservation activities, voluntary or cost-shared, were considered normal and received the exemption under 404, now it's clear that the agencies are saying you have to be in compliance with one of these 56 NRCS standards. Otherwise, you're either violating the Clean Water Act or you need a Section 404 permit. You know, those are things like building fence. And if that's true, then NRCS has to say whether you're in compliance or not, which means they have to now be the long arm of EPA and the Corps in making that decision about whether you're violating the Clean Water Act or not.
As far as Congress is concerned, there has been some efforts to introduce legislation to maybe stop this?
You're exactly right. We've had legislation introduced actually in both chambers. In the Senate, Senator Barrasso has a bill that would invalidate this Waters of the U.S. proposal. On the House side, we have legislation introduced by Representative Sutherland from Florida. That piece of legislation invalidates the proposed Waters of the U.S. rule, as well as invalidates the interpretive rule that was also published on the same day. So it does a couple of things. NCBA wholeheartedly supports both of those pieces of legislation, and we hope there are lots of bipartisan members of Congress that will join those pieces of legislation and support them, and that we can maybe get a vote on one or both of them before the end of the year.